Hello, Sarah?
Yep.
Hi, my name is Nadine. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited because we're approaching Friday again. It's been a short week. So it's a pleasure to meet you. I know that you've been speaking here with Lulu, my representative, and she does a wonderful job, you know, explaining the basics of the program. So I wanted to go over, you know, pricing details with you. She did tell me that I guess she had spoke with your husband, Chris, earlier, and he wanted her to speak with you. So
Okay,
so I'm just taking a look at some notes, but I did want to ask you, Sarah, I mean, do you currently have any questions for me, like about how this works or even the placement that we do?
Yeah, well, I was kind of wondering, like, how much it was going to cost, and then...
Okay.
I guess how it works and...
And just how everything in general, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, the reason that Lulu had actually reached out to your husband earlier and then now speaking with you was because we had, and I think she might have mentioned this, it's an exclusive listing that opened up here within our company for your category. Okay. So what my representatives are doing right now is they're calling through the area to find us just one business to fill this position. But we have certain requirements, like qualifications that we look for in a company. So one being, you know, that you have a good reputation online, you provide a quality service and can handle more business. Okay. You guys are a 5 out of 5 star. Okay. I see that there's like minimal, online presence. It's so funny because there must be a lot of brewing going around over there, huh? In Upslope. I came across a brewing company.
Oh yeah. That's not us.
I
met the person, one of my friends, helped start it. And so,
no way.
And they were from out of town too. I can't remember exactly who, I don't know. It was a weird, really weird connection, but we don't have anything to do with the Grove. I wish we had, we'd make a lot more. We'd be making even more money, I have a feeling, if we were part of that.
Right. Yeah. It was funny because I was doing that search and I'm like, okay. So, I mean, I see a home advisor listing for you guys and then I start seeing these Upslope Brewing Company and I'm like, okay, I don't think they brew anything. I thought that was interesting.
I know. Well, we picked our name a long time ago and then we kind of started, we just kind of paid the fees on it or whatever with the state. And then we were using it for like little stuff like rentals and stuff, but then we started using it. We just kind of, in the last 6 months or so, started using it with the excavation. And
the home advisor like Angie's local, listing.
Mm-hmm. And then like with local, like social media and stuff is like how we get our customers mainly right now.
So do
and
you have
a website
page?
We just like
set up for the business? Or is it a personal page you use?
I guess it's probably a personal page.
Okay.
And we're still working on the website, which is why, like, some of these things, it feels like we should have the website, like, completely, like put together or whatever before we do other things. But
okay. So you're working on the website. Did you purchase the domain and you're building it yourself or?
I purchased the domain and then I had someone help me like kind of do some of the, set it up. And then there's I need to fill in content. It's like kind of nonsense words right now.
Do you mind where I ask where you purchased the domain from? Was it like GoDaddy, Wix?
Ionos?
Ionos? Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm not familiar with that, but that's okay. So you guys are keeping it within a 30-mile radius, sometimes a little more. I mean, I'm assuming that's going to depend on the size of the job. If it makes money, then you drive a little further, right? Not trying to get too far out. And it looks like strictly residential, right, for now. Okay.
Yeah, I just would be – unless it was, like, something small with a –
like a light commercial type of job?
Commercial. Okay. Yeah, but, like, okay. To dig, like, commercial foundation.
Yeah, you're
I
like,
think
no.
would be a little too big. I mean, we could probably do it. It would just take forever, and then.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's something.
We didn't have anything going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's always something, too, you can keep in the back of your mind that when you're ready to do that, we can get you found for that as well. So, mainly, you guys do, he does the excavating. Septic drainage and trenching, or is it just strictly excavating right now?
Drainage and trenching, and maybe new septic, but
new septic. Okay.
We got off the septic list or whatever they however they do it at Angie's List because I don't think on the customer's end, they're very specific. And we were getting all sorts of calls that didn't apply to us. So
right.
We just took that off because it was too confusing for Angie's List or however they're set up. It wasn't, didn't work for us. But,
okay.
We could dig a new septic easily, but not,
okay.
Doing stuff with the existing or, you know, a lot of people just need them pumped out and stuff like that. We can't do that.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a package that I'm thinking for you guys because you mentioned you have, you know, you got, one of you has the personal Facebook page. I mean, you've been getting some business off of that, right? So I would recommend going with our platinum package. Okay. The platinum package, because you guys are a new business, I would offer it to you at our new in business rate. So just to at least give you the price right now, and then I can go into the details. You would be looking at $249 a month. That's month to month. Okay. We don't charge you for every phone call. We don't charge you for every job that you get. It's a fixed flat rate. What that's going to include is we'll list you on the first page of Google. So we're going to get you PIN verified, create your profile page, and maintain it on that first page. Anytime when they're searching for your services, Sarah, they're going to see the company name appear there, the phone number, they click on your number, they call you directly. Okay? Now, we'll also list you on Bing. We are going to create you a business Facebook page, and we create it through your personal one only so that you could still have access to it. Okay? No one's going to see your personal Facebook. But on that Facebook page for the business, we're also going to include Facebook ads. So anytime when someone's performing that search for your services, they're within your area, they're going to see your Facebook ad appear both on their desktop and also on their mobile device. So it's going to help you reach a larger clientele base, and we make it very unique where we could target a specific audience of either interest, income level, or by location. Okay? A lot of our clients have seen great results with the Facebook ads as well. Now, we are also going to list you on additional directories that are popular within your area. Directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. I mean, these are just to name a few. Okay? And then, now the website, I'm not sure when you anticipate having the website completed. However, your website, what we're going to do is we could do one of two things. I can include a temporary website for you. It's at no additional cost. We'll build you one and have that in place until when yours is completed, and then we switch it out. Okay?
Okay.
Having a website's like having a menu, right, at a restaurant. It's more appealing when you see the pictures, you know, when you read, you know, not just reading what the plate has, right? You get a little bit more, oh, I think I'm going to choose that. So that's what a website's really about, right? So, now the other thing that we'll also do is we will include the voice activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa. And then we're going to give you exposure as well, covering mobile devices, which means if they are performing that search from their iPhone, from their Android, or even from their tablet, they're going to be able to find your company as well. Okay?
Okay.
So, I mean, that's what we can offer you with this Platinum package. Again, it's a month-to-month program. The price will never change on you for as long as you're with us. I mean, if you're with us 6 months or 6 years, it's only going to be $249 a month. I mean, you can always expect it to be that cost. Okay?
Okay.
So, I don't know. I mean, what do you think? How do you feel about it?
I don't know. It seems pricey.
Okay. Pricey because you guys are so new and you have a lot going out on leads with HomeAdvisor. You're paying per lead, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how do you like that process?
There's a lot that could be improved with it.
Okay.
But we've gotten most, but at the same time, like, we've gotten the most, we've gotten a lot of jobs through it, and they only charge, besides per each lead, it's, they charge only, I think, $100 or something like that.
Not per lead, right? Not $100 per lead.
No,
are you saying with the leads that you're getting, you're spending about you spend $100 annually?
Yes, and then or something like that, something around there, $150. And then per lead, it's like $30 to $80.
Okay. So what? Yeah, I'm familiar with their process. We work with a lot of their clients. What it is the $100 or the $150 that you paid for the annual. That's a membership. Okay, to be on their directory for the year. That's what you paid.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they send you leads, right, is when they charge you the lead fees. So leads can range, you know, sometimes $30. I mean, I don't know what your lead range is, but they're typically different prices, right? Depending on where the person is, you know, requesting or what have you. It's never like a set price, right? Sometimes, I mean, if you're getting five leads in 1 week, and they're $30 a pop. I mean, you've already spent $150 in that week, and you're being charged for them whether it converts into a job or not. I'm glad to hear that you're getting jobs off of that. Okay, that makes me happy. That's something I'm happy to hear, because a lot of times I hear quite often that no one answers the phone. I'm not getting the jobs. You know, it's out of my service area, and I still have to pay for the leads.
Mm-hmm.
So where we're different, okay, is because although it's a monthly service, you're only paying $249 a month. I mean, we're talking about first page placement on Google, where 90% of the searches start and stop is on that first page, right? So if you break it down, you know, like this, it's basically costing you a little over $8 a day to be listed on the first page of Google with the business Facebook page, Facebook ads included, directory submission, voice activated searches, Bing Local, as well as the mobile platform package. All of that is given to you at $249 a month. When you compare that to Angie's leads, it's a great directory. Don't get me wrong. I think they're an awesome directory. But you're just on their directory. So people that are going on Google searching for your services, how are they going to find you if you're not there? If they don't even know you by name, how are they going to find you? They're going to have to go to Home Advisor and Angie's Leads, where, I mean, the lead's not just going to you, Sarah. You guys are sharing that lead with other businesses that are your competitors. And again, I mean, it's not bad mouthing them or, and I'm not, I mean, again, they're a great company, but when you look at it, you know, $249, I can understand if it's expensive. If financially, I understand, you know, when you're starting up a business, a lot of money is being invested, right? Into the new company, you know? And I could see where it would be a lot then, but compared to what you spend with Home Advisor and Angie's Leads on the leads, I mean, I think you're getting more for your buck with what we offer. You know, I just don't know where you guys, you know, financially are, if maybe that's why it's a little expensive. And I don't mean to be disrespectful. I just want to try to see where I can help you, you know?
Yeah. And I can see, like, when you put it that way and how, it would be. I guess I didn't think about that. Just the fluctuation of costs. And I think it is getting worse. I don't know if it's they're advertising more in the area or whatever, but I feel like.
I could tell you right now, when I'm looking at your profile page on Home Advisor Andrew's Leads, you're listed for excavation, septic, drainage, and trenching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it shows other services offered, major grading, resloping, gravel or loose fill, paving install, basement drainage channels. So, I mean, that's what they have you listed for, but I thought you had mentioned that you didn't want the drainage, right?
Yeah. Well, the drainage is okay. It's the, they told us that if, like, they called us and, cause we were asking for, you can, like, ask for credit for your leads that don't work out.
Right.
And I was doing that tonight. And they said they would take that off because that was, like, the problem with that. And so that's why I didn't actually go, like, on the other end and look at it. That's a good idea, but I didn't do that. And so that's where I got the information. It was just, like, a phone call with someone from Angie's Leads. But
yeah, I mean, it is definitely something to think about. I mean, unfortunately, like, when you ask them for too many credits, they're like, after a certain point, I know some guy, he told me, he's like, I asked for credit, in fact, because these people were calling me outside of my service area. And now he's like, they told me I've exceeded my amount of credits. I'm like, how do you exceed your amount of credits? I mean, if it's outside of your service area, I don't care if it's 20 leads you got and they're outside of your service area. They're calling you about a service that you have nothing to do with. You better credit back that lead. You know, there shouldn't be a cap off. So they put a cap off on them.
Well, and people do things like it'll be the same address or something, like it'll be like spouses will like both put in the request. And like they're both $37.14 or whatever. And you're like, I think this is the same person. So like, I'm going to like it, like stuff like that. You're like, if they call me and argue about some of these credits, I'll be like, I can't help people. I'll recycle it. You can put it in the sink. But yeah, sometimes it is just like kind of either oops. I mean, I understand people make mistakes, but sometimes it just seems like silliness that, you can put that in the trash can. But yeah, and they're kind of, I mean, they have a business to run too, so they do all their
own. Yeah, of course. I mean, that I understand, you know what I mean? And like I said, I think they're a great directory, but I mean, I understand their process too, you know? But, I mean, I don't know. Do you feel like financially this isn't a good time for you guys?
No, I see the benefits of, like, I just feel like you'd reach a wider audience, obviously.
Yeah.
Than with kind of what we're doing now. So,
right.
I think this sounds like a great idea.
Okay. So do you still need to run it by Chris just to kind of, you know, I mean, you guys are married, right? Obviously you're in business together. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I mean, is this something you need to talk with him about just to make sure you guys are both on the same page, or do you handle like all the marketing for him?
Yeah, I do, like all the, marketing and accounting or whatever. We've talked about it, and it's there's just kind of frustrating things about it. Like if you're
right,
like this weekend we were camping, we didn't have coverage. But if you get a call and you don't call them back within 24 hours, then they like if you ask for a credit, they'll like. They won't be able to deny it just based off that. And sometimes it's not convenient. And so he gets really annoyed by stuff like that where the inconvenience factor.
Right.
And they act like they're doing you a, well, they, it seems like they're doing you a favor when really you're doing them one, I guess. But,
yeah. you're like, okay.
They're only partially helpful. So we've kind of discussed that part, and I can see how we would definitely reach more people with this platinum package.
Google. Yeah. I mean, is it something that, you know, you think it'd be best to kind of talk with him about it? I want to make sure both of you are on the same page as what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, I think it's okay. I think we're
okay.
I feel like I know how he feels about
okay. Only because and the reason that I asked Sarah is because like my husband, when he makes a purchase, he likes to buy fishing reels, and I kid you not, like this guy will, I tell him, listen, your cap off is 500, buddy, or else you better be on the phone with me. And he'll buy
husband's
like that
with
for
motorcycles,
like,
so I understand.
Okay. So my husband turns around and says, well, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. I said, it doesn't work like that. But he's a big jokester anyways. So let me do this, Sarah. So what we do when we set up an account, right, I do send you everything in writing, stating the price, everything that's included in the program, okay? This is also where we send correspondence to you, okay? If we're building you a temporary website until you guys are done with yours, then that's where we would also send the website, just for you guys to make sure that there's no changes that need to be made before we have it go live, okay?
Okay.
What's the best email address for you?
It is, it's sarahshipper@gmail.com. It's sarahshippert@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. So the first thing that I'm going to do, you're going to be receiving two emails from me. Okay. Now, the first email is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. What it's going to entail is everything that I mentioned that's included in the program. I'll even throw in an example of a website just so you have an idea of how the temporary one would look. And then it'll show you the price as well. Okay, so let me just put that there. Now, remember, you don't have to go with our website. It's just an option for you. It's not even going to cost you more if we did that temporarily.
Okay.
So let me get this sent off to you. I hear the little one in the background.
Yeah.
And then you'll also be receiving a second email. And what it's going to say is client dashboard analytics. What that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So you're going to also be able to track your results with our program, see the calls that you're receiving, view your campaigns, see all the keywords you're listed for. So you're going to be able to track all of that. And through your client dashboard, you can even add photos on there yourself if you wanted. I mean, we do all the work, but, you know, we like to also make it available for clients if they want to add photos or change some of their content. They can do that as well. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm sending you, so those will be the two emails coming from me right now. And then the next thing that I want to do here, let's see, where did it go? And go back. And then on this number, you can receive text messages, right? To this number that we're speaking on? Okay. Boy or girl?
I have two little boys.
I had four daughters. I'm like, I don't know if that was a blessing or a curse, I told my mom.
They're very active, but I don't know. I guess they keep me young, so.
It's so funny because my daughter, our youngest grandson, my daughter's like, oh, my gosh, he doesn't sit still, and he's all over the place. And I'm like, you know, Cynthia, your first one, because her oldest is a girl, and it seems like the older ones are always the most calm ones. I know in rare occasions it's the opposite, but I told her, I said, listen, he's a little boy. You know what I mean? She's like, oh, my gosh, like, things he does is gross. And I just slap, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's all over the place. He's nonstop. And I'm like, just stop already. He's a little boy. He is going to do those things, you know. Oh, my gosh, he has rocks in his mouth. You know, and my grandmother. That's what I told her, you know, and then, of course, I don't know what he did. He threw a fit one day and busted his head open, and he had to get stitches. So he's a little rascal. She's like, ugh, I'm all payback.
They're very, like, I think they kind of feed off each other. Like, if their moods are kind of crazy, then.
Right.
I don't feel like that. I don't know. I don't think either one is, like, less or more active, or they're both really,
so
really
pretty much about
boys.
The same. Well, they're pretty quiet, so they're well behaved.
They just got home, and then they've been eating snacks. So
oh, okay, yeah. My grandson's the same way. As long as he got food in front of his face, he's fine. I'm sending you over right now, I'm actually sending you three text messages, okay? Let me know when they come through. The first text, it's going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. I'm what's considered, Sarah, the lead on the account, okay? But I always like to provide my information as well, and it's also at the bottom of the emails that I sent you, okay?
Okay.
And then the next text, it's going to have the number to our customer service. Anytime that you have an update, you have a question, a concern regarding your account, you would contact customer service. Now, we are here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So we're on the West Coast in California. You guys are an hour ahead.
Okay.
So we're here for you. Mm-hmm. Your time would be 8 to 5 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
And then the last text that I'm sending over is going to have a link, excuse me, to a YouTube video that's about, I'm going to say 6 minutes long. When you have time, take a look at the video. What it does is it gives you a demonstration on how you log in to view your reports. It's something that I want you to watch so that way you can get familiar with it. I promise you it's nothing too complicated. Excuse me, but it's good to get familiar with how you log in, okay, and maneuver through the reports.
Okay.
All right? Did those three come in?
They did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful. Now, the account, do you want us to set it up under your name, meaning you would be the primary one that we would contact or the primary one? I mean, we could also notate your husband, who can also make changes to the account, but do you want to be notated as the primary?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. And then your last name, just for the account purpose.
It's Schibert, S-C-H-I-E-B-E-R-T.
Okay. And then now the phone number, okay, that should be listed. This will be the number that clients will contact on. Is that going to be Chris's number, the 970-310-4130?
Or
actually,
see,
I don't
you
know
can
where
give
that number came from. Standby. Okay. What's the number? Like, if I look right now, like, on your Angie's listing, it's a 310-4130. What number do you want customers to call on? Google allows one phone number, but on the directories where it's applicable to put two phone numbers, we can actually add two numbers. So what would you want as a primary number?
You can put my phone number at 970-227-1689.
Okay, so your phone number is going to be the one listed on Google then, right?
Okay.
Is that what you want? Because on HomeAdvisor and Angie's leads, it's Chris's number. What do you prefer? Which means on Google, when they're clicking on that number to call, anyone who's interested in your services, they're going to be calling your phone. Do you want to keep it as Chris's number? And then, because we're going to also set up a client interview for you. The client interview is going to be conducted with one of the technicians. So in the client interview, they're basically, what they're going to do is cross all the T's and dot all the I's, verify I put all the information in accurately, company name, phone number. They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads, your Facebook page. So we could put it as Chris's number, but if you decide, listen, I want to change it to my number to be listed, you can do that during the client interview. It's up to you.
Okay. I'll put my phone number and then I'll change it to his.
Okay.
But I do all the scheduling, so it would make sense to call me.
For you to do it? Okay. Yeah, then that would. Definitely. Okay. So we'll put your number as a primary number. Are you going to want his number listed as a secondary number wherever it might be applicable to put two phone numbers, or just keep it as yours? I mean, since you're doing all the scheduling. Okay. Since you're doing all the scheduling anyways. Okay. And then, let's see. All right. And then the company name, is it just going to read as Upslope? And then CO, period, is that how you want it to read?
So our bank had us do with the state add Upslope Excavation as like a subsidiary or something like something like that. So that we could cash checks and basically use that name legally, and if so, someone else can't just like come up with that name also.
So how do you want us to list it?
Upslope Excavation.
Okay, so Upslope Excavation. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now Google's going to send out a PIN code to you. It's going to come in the mail and it looks like a postcard. Okay, that PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So what address do you want them to send it to? Your home address, which would be considered your home office, but the address will not show on Google, just an FYI.
Okay. It just will have a pin, like, you see other people's, like, in the neighborhood, kind of?
Right. So, like, for example, businesses like yours, right? The only time an address will show on Google for a business is when it's, like, a showroom or brick and mortar. Right? Mm-hmm. That's the only time the address will show, because people go to pick out tile or flooring or windows, right? Because you guys are what's considered, no one comes to you, right? you go to them.
Correct.
So you have what's called a home office, okay? So for Google to make you that little red dot on the map, you know when you look at the local map, it's got little red dots? So
yeah.
The reason that they do the PIN verification is they're just verifying your business is located there. And what they're doing is that's what's making you that red dot, okay? So Google, mm-hmm. in order for us to even create your profile and submit it there, we have to get you PIN verified. That is the very first step. Every business does it. Some of them do it themselves. It doesn't cost them anything, but they're not on the first page. They're buried like in page 20 or 30, right? So it's just for you to get this PIN code. It's going to look like a postcard. It'll say Google at the top. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
What address do you want us to have them send it to?
To 115 Columbine, Columbine Drive.
Okay.
In Bailey.
Okay.
And it's 80421.
Okay, perfect. And I'm going to hide the address so this way it does not appear anywhere on Google. No one needs to know where you live at. Okay. And then, Sarah, for the payment that we're making today for the $249, the card that you're using, is it in your name? Is it in the business name? Does it have both?
I want to get one in my business name, but I haven't done that yet, so it'll be in my name.
Okay. And how does your name... I'm sorry?
Can I change it once I get a business card? Can I change it to...
Yeah, and I'm going to go over all of that with you because I'm also going to read this voice verification recording. So let's say in the event, right, because your billing's always going to be on the 8th of every month, and I read that to you before we even process your payment, okay? It
okay.
outlines our service agreement. In fact, I'll go over that with you first before we go over the billing, okay? So the voice verification recording that I'm going to read to you, it's going to outline our service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you as well that we will send in writing along with your invoice, okay? It's going to go over the billing date, the amount. As I'm walking you through it, if there's something, Sarah, that you don't understand, you just stop me and just say, Nadine, wait, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it, and then I will rephrase it, okay? Because I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment, okay? So the process is we're going to do the voice verification, then we'll do the billing, then you and I are going to go over some notes, and we're going to look at the schedule. I'm going to see what's available for the client interview for tomorrow. I want to make it at a time that's convenient for you. We block out an hour. The client interview can take 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer, just depends on how many questions or details you have. Okay. But in that client interview, what they're doing, Sarah, is basically just crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to turn on the recording and we're going to do that first. Okay. Remember, if there's something you don't understand, you just stop me. Okay.
Okay.
And it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Upslope Excavation.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Sarah Shipper, co-owner.
And Sarah, are you also authorizing your husband, Chris Shipper, to make changes to the account in the event you can't make changes? Do you want to authorize him as well to make changes or just you?
He can make changes, but since it matters now, I didn't think it mattered before, but his name is actually Fritz, F-R-I-T-Z.
Oh,
but
at Fritz?
It sounds
where
like
Fritz. Well, my goodness,
I'm sorry.
Let me
I never
fix that.
Because I didn't
no, it's okay. It's okay. Okay, so correction. So, Sarah, do you authorize your husband, Fritz Shippert, to make changes to the account when need be?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that correction. I'm going to tell Lulu. Lulu, you said Chris. Oh, my goodness.
Everyone calls him Chris. So I'm used to it.
Okay. Now, Sarah, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct? Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Sarah, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we know at times you might be busy and you can't get the call right away. We just ask that you at least respond to us within 24 hours, okay? The other thing that I want to mention, once you start having more online presence, you might get a call from some other company trying to sell you another type of product, okay? They are not associated with Local Splash. They are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you for more money, okay? If someone calls you and says, listen, we need $5 for your profile pay or whatever the case may be, you take down that number, disconnect the call, and call us with that number so that we can deal with it on our end, because we're never going to call you to ask you for more money, okay? So just be aware, all right? Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Would you like me to explain this one?
Can you just repeat it? Because I was trying to write down the last thing when you were, so.
It's okay. It's okay. So I'm going to repeat it. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. And just to kind of explain anyways, we're not saying you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, just give us a call and let us know so that way we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is September 8th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $249. So this is a two-month verbal agreement. Okay, the company asks that you stick it out at least 2 months. So your next payment will be October 8th, 2022, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. So once the term is completed, Sarah, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the eighth day in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue or suspend your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the 877-635-6225 number that I sent you for customer service in the text. That's the number you will call, and you'll hit number 8, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you call us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that you're not being charged. Okay. So if in the event you want to change the card to a different card, remember, call us 3 business days before that next billing so that way we can update it with the correct card. If you're going to cancel, if you're going to pause it, call us 3 business days before the next billing is due so this way you're not charged. Okay? All that makes sense? Okay.
Yep.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So the name on the card you said was your name, right? Is it just Sarah Shippard, or how does it read on there?
Yep, it's Sarah Shippard, S-A-R-A-H-S-C-H-I-P-P-E-R-T.
Okay. And is it the same billing address?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. 5 Columbine.
Got it. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. It's 4147.
Uh-huh.
7585.
Okay.
6759.
Mm-hmm.
6712.
I'll repeat it back to you. 4147-7585-6759-6712, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And expiration month and year?
7/26.
So July of the year 26. And the CVV code on the back?
651.
651. Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update the package and then I'm going to process the payment. So you're going to receive your receipt. We send it both to your email and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. So we send it to both. Okay. And then we'll go over that in a few minutes. Now I also want to start looking at the schedule for tomorrow. I want to schedule your client interview. The sooner we get you through that, Sarah, the faster we're moving. Okay. How does your schedule look for tomorrow? Because I want to see what's available for you to make sure that that works because I want to get you through that like ASAP. Okay.
Okay.
So just kind of give me some times and I'll take a look at what we have or I could tell you what I see right now that's available for tomorrow.
Okay. It'd be nice if it was like between like 11 and 3.
11 and 3? Okay. So the times that I give you, it's going to be for your time. Okay. Right now, what I have available for tomorrow, I have 11 to 12, 12 to 1, and then I have, after that, then I have 2 to 3, I'm sorry. So I have, let me go back. I have 11 to 12, 12 to 1, and then 2 to 3.
I'll do 12 to 1.
12 to 1? Okay. All right. So you're going to receive an email with a calendar invite. And you don't have to do anything with it. It's just giving you the calendar invite. They're going to call you tomorrow, okay, between 12 and 1 o'clock. Now, they're going to call you, Sarah, from an 877 number, okay? So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. Now, if they call you and let's say you need 5 more minutes, at least pick up the phone and tell them, can you call me in 5 minutes, okay? But don't just like not answer the phone. And we'll actually send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know it's coming up. Okay. And then now if you take a look, I know you've gotten quite a few emails and text messages. The one that I need you to look for is the one that says initial invoice.
Okay, on my email. Okay.
It should be after the welcome one. We're almost done, honey. I probably just need like 5 more minutes.
Okay.
There's a welcome one, and it should have came right after the welcome one.
Is it a text or an email? Oh, here you go.
Either one, and both. It'll be in both. We send it to both of them. It'll start off by saying, Dear Sarah Shippert, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your initial invoice is located below this email.
Okay, yeah, I have the initial invoice here.
Okay, perfect. So when you open it up, it goes on to say, Dear Sarah Shippert, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to click on that.
Okay.
Now, it's going to take you to a page that says at the very top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience. You see that there? You're on that page?
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is everything that we stated, okay? What you're going to do on this page is you're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom of the page, okay? It's going to ask you to type your name in the signature box. But before you do that, okay, there's a little box right above it to the left, and right next to it, it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. By you clicking in that box, Sarah, you're saying, yes, it is your name on the card, okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to type your name at the bottom in that box, just as it reads. You don't need to put the date because it is already there. And when you do that, you're then going to click on confirm signature. Let me know when you click on that. The next thing you should see, it should be asking you to enter like a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
Okay, that's up here now.
Awesome. Okay. I wanted you to see this part. So right now we don't have your username or password yet. Okay. We're going to send you within 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive another email from us with this link, a username and a password. This is where you go in to start tracking your reports with us. And that's why I want you to watch that video to get familiar with it. Okay.
Okay.
So you don't need to do anything from this point with that now. I do want to go over just some of the keywords with you, just some basic notes. I'm putting excavating. I know we talked about trench. What else do you want me to notate? And then they'll go over more in detail with you. So excavation.
Driveway regrading or,
okay. What about resloping? Like minor resloping.
And, like driveway. Or foundation.
And you do trenching, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
okay. And remember, during your client interview, you can add a lot more. You can remove some if you want. Anytime that we're running your account, you can always make changes. It doesn't cost you more, okay? Now, we're going to create that business Facebook page for you. Do you want us to create it through your personal Facebook so this way you're the one having access to it all?
Sure.
Okay. Are you just under Sarah Shippert?
Yes.
Okay. And then, let's see. Let's see if I can find you. Now, we do offer where you could have a tracking number, right? Oh, my gosh, I found you so quickly. Owner at Upslope Excavation. Love it. Okay, awesome. All right. So I'll let them know. Okay, perfect. Now, we could add a tracking number, okay? So instead of them actually seeing your phone number, what they would see is a tracking number, okay? What it does is it comes with an app that you can download from the App Store on your phone. It allows you to track the calls, the messages. It is an option, okay? So it would actually, that tracking number would be linked to your phone number. Do you want the tracking number or just keep it as your phone number listed there?
You can just do my phone number.
Just your phone number. Okay, perfect. And what are your hours of operation typically? Like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
8 to 5, good hours. Okay. And then what forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check, Venmo, PayPal?
Cash, check, Venmo. PayPal, I don't really have that up.
What about Zelle?
Good.
Zelle is good? Zelle? Zelle's usually through the bank. It's kind of like a wire transfer. Like I Zelle my kids money all the time. When they need something, I just Zelle it to them from my account to theirs. So I do it by their phone number.
It doesn't
sound like you. Okay. Some banks don't. So I put cash, check, and Venmo. At any time, Sarah, if you guys start taking credit cards or PayPal or Cash App, any of those, just let us know so we can update it. Okay. And then you want to keep it within the 30-mile radius. Is that okay? You could go up to 50 if you wanted, or do you want to keep it at 30 and then go from there?
You can do 50.
Okay. And then typically, do you prefer your method of contact to be phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and text, I guess.
Phone and text. Okay. And then it's not a requirement. I just ask so I don't miss any notes. Are you guys in the process of getting license and insurance? Do you have it? Not required where you're at?
I don't think it's required where we're at.
Okay. Not a problem. And then let's see. Now, do you want us to create you the temporary website until you guys are done with yours?
I guess so. I was going to start, I was going to work on that right now since it's kind of under the.
Okay.
But if.
I could put this, okay? I could put maybe on there, and then when you talk with them tomorrow, you can let them know, because if it's going to take you longer than 2 weeks to create your website, I would say let us build it. Talk to them about your domain. I'll notate it on there. I don't know if they could help you, depending on where you purchase the domain from, but at least it's something to discuss. I'll put it in the notes so that way they could talk to you a little bit more about that. Remember, it's not going to cost you more if we do. Okay.
What if you do it permanently? Would that cost us more?
No. If we create a website for you, right? If we can use your domain to create the website, right? We would create it for you. It's not going to cost you anything. You've already purchased the domain. Do you see what I'm saying? So I just don't know. I would have to, the tech would have to confirm if we could create it from your domain. Okay. So I'll notate it on there that you have a domain and for them to kind of clarify all that with you in your client interview. Okay. So we can see what we could help you with that. All right. If worst case scenario, then we just, you know, once yours is done, just provide us a link and we'll attach it, or we'll do you a temporary one until you finish yours. Okay? Either or. Okay. Now, the last thing I want to go over with you is the timeline. Okay? So be on the lookout. Within 6 to 10 days, you're going to receive that PIN code in the mail from Google. It's going to look like a postcard. Okay? Once you get that PIN code, the technician will go over with you. We need it right away. Okay? Now, within 5 to 7 days, your Facebook page is going to be completed. We're going to have that done. We're going to have you listed in the directories. We're going to send you your login credentials to start logging in and tracking your results. Okay? 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be up and running. If we are building you a website, the website will be completed within 7 to 14 days as well. Okay? Typically, what is stated in our terms and conditions is that your first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days. However, we like to underpromise and overdeliver. I've seen it sometimes where it's happened sooner. Now, because we know it's important for you guys to start generating those calls as quickly as possible, is why we get the Facebook ads, the directories, all of that up and running a lot quicker so you can start generating those calls, okay? We'll also be sending you